5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Strange things do happen in St Kilda.
Put moron number two on the phone.
You sure you weren't smoking or something?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Triple M. I feel good.
Yes, it is. It's the rush hour. And, of course, it is hump day on this Wednesday, which means we have the world-famous Billy's Hump Day quiz coming up. Can't wait for that one. Hey, jam-packed show today, by the way. Jessica Peris, daughter of Nova Peris, is going to join us. She's been on SAS.
Ooh.
What a tough ask that is.
Brutal.
Can't wait to speak to her. Not only that, Bill, we have Jake Lever, the All-Australian Premiership star for Melbourne. He is going to join us. I think we've finally got him sober at some stage this week. So we will have a chat to him. And, of course, we will finish the show, as always, with this man's awful joke. Welcome, Billy.
Oh, Joey, thank you very much. You're doing a good job. Well done to you. And so is this man here. G'day, Rebsy. 50 metres.
Thanks, Joey Montana. Oh. I think he was pointing out. Let's listen in.
If I've got that wrong, I'm sorry, but...
Yeah. Cost us a 50, mate. That cost us a 50.
Joey, is that a soft bump? Let's come back to it.
What did you say, Joe?
I said it was a soft bump the umpire gave a free kick for, and he thought I said a soft starting rhymes with C, and I said, no, I didn't. And he goes, well, if I'm wrong, I'm sorry, he apologised, but still gave the 50-metre penalty
you
away.
50, because you wouldn't say that language,
Joe. You wouldn't say that to an umpire. It's definitely 50 to say that to an umpire.
Well, you'd say it in a
just ask Daisy.
Yeah, that's right. No, so anyway, that's, nice one, Rabs.
Well done, Rabsy.
Thanks, mate.
Some footy news, and I love this. I love this. Jimmy Brayshaw. We let him go for a couple of weeks, and he's on the front page of the Western Australian.
What?
Did you see that?
No.
Front page. That's him. Yes, you are, Jim. Well, his mate over there that owns Morris Jones, Jim frequents down there a bit for a couple of cocktails, and his mate was in the rooms, and I think he somehow got in.
I don't know if it's his mate.
Just go with me. They have barbecues and all that together. And it's his good mate. Anyway, the cops were chasing poor old the owner there. And Jimmy's there on the front page. And they're just having a chat with Simon Goodwin. Oh, I love it.
Snuck in there. Snuck
in.
If you're going to sneak in, Bill, and you know you've done it illegally, you probably wouldn't pose for photos, would you, necessarily, and post them on Instagram and all those sorts of things? Like,
well,
if you're trying to sneak.
I didn't care. He was in every photo you could get in.
Come on,
Hayden. So good luck to Ados there, of course. So that was interesting. The D's are set to sign on Matt Jack Dorr and Mitch Brown. Does that surprise you?
No, I don't mind that. They're just backups for Tom McDonald and Luke Jackson and Benny Brown, so you need to have some depth there, and they're quality people, and they've been great for the football club, so that's great for both of them that they get an extra year to play AFL.
What about those two names you said, Tom McDonald and Ben Brown? If you said at the start of the year, those two will be premiership players for the Melbourne Footy Club, you go, come on, fat, what are you saying?
Yeah, it's all about a team. They had different avenues to go. Fritsch stepped up, Cozzy Pickett and Spargo were awesome, and Petrarca hit the scoreboard, so that's all you got to do.
What about Lipinski now? He's was at the Western Bulldogs. He's already put the hand up and said he wants to go to Collingwood.
Yeah, good get by the Pies. I think he's a quality player. Obviously, tough to get a game in that Bulldogs midfield. I think he's a high-talented youngster, so adding some talent to their list. I like that for Collingwood.
23-year-old and a beast in the running stakes, they tell us. Is that right?
Yes, he is, and he's a good-looking young fella too. I think he goes all right.
Oh, maybe Bailey, what's his name, Smith was... getting all the Insta followers.
That's right.
Hey, Darren Burgess, who's been a star at the Melbourne Footy Club, he's the fitness guru. He's moving on. That will hurt, I think, Melbourne, yeah?
A little bit, yes. Obviously, he's a guru who's going to the Adelaide Crows, which is a great get for the Crows. And he's being replaced by his 2IC at Melbourne, Selwyn Griffith, who was a family friend. So congratulations to Selwyn. He came back from Brisbane working at the Lions, and now he's going to take the head role.
Burgess is unbelievable. He worked at Liverpool.
Yeah, I know.
Darren Burgess. Incredible career.
Chris Bradshaw did that too, didn't he?
Where at?
He went overseas and did all that and was... what's his name, your family friend?
Selwyn Griffith.
Selwyn.
It's a unique name. There's not many Selwyns.
I don't know a Selwyn. Joey, I do not know a Selwyn, but good luck to... Selwyn? hey, the Crows are slowly going along nicely, aren't they?
Yeah, slowly, chipping away. I mean, Burgess is going to be a great get, as Rabsy just told us.
Yep.
And Jordan Dawson from the Sydney Swans.
Yes.
He's a Very good youngster.
Tex is going to stay on for another year.
Tex will play.
Yes.
And they've got some other youngsters coming through. So they're going to take a bit more time, but they're going in the right direction.
Alex Rance is going to join Essendon part-time. What would that be?
We knew there was always a hidden agenda when they got him to play that one VFL game. Remember that,
So
Bill?
What is that? How did they get him?
I think he'll be a mentor for the defenders, I would think. I think he'll come down maybe part-time twice a week, three times a week, and work with that defensive group that really haven't played a lot of footy, have they? Ridley and Redmond and Laverde.
Exactly.
And they're pretty raw, but they've got some talent. So that's another good get by
but
the
Bombers. But there's an in there. They've somehow got Rancy in there, haven't they? Because you would have thought he'd go to Richmond or somewhere. But anyway.
Well, Ben Rutten was at Richmond with Alex Rance.
Oh, righto. Previous. Good. That'd be it then.
Makes sense.
Well done, Joey, you little Greek wombat. Speaking of that, you're Italian, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
You. Well, you're over the soccer then.
Why would I be all over the soccer?
It's just a pigeonhole. That's all it is. I'm pigeonholing you.
Because I'm Italian.
Yeah, you're Italian. You go along and, hey, come on, the soccer. So tell me what's going on there, because what's happening in the Champions League?
Well, there's been an incredible upset in the Champions League, Bill. Yeah. I know you'll be all over this, but this Moldovan club, Sheriff, they've only been around since 1997. They beat Real Madrid.
They did
the
not.
Famous Real Madrid
no.
at Real Madrid's home ground, Santiago Bernabeu Stadium, and it was this man Till who scored an absolute beauty.
Seb
Till, extraordinary. He will never strike one cleaner. Real Madrid 1, Sheriff Tiraspol 2.
Who?
In the closing moments of the game,
Sheriff.
Sheriff.
Yes.
That's
their theme song.
It is indeed. Oh, that's a huge win at Real Madrid.
Yes. Mm. Wow. When they play again, Real Madrid will pump them second time around.
Do you reckon?
Yep.
Well, not if old Tilly's playing.
Old Sebastian.
So Sebby. Also, well, soccer. The great Lionel Messi is playing now with PSG.
Who's PSG?
Well, I'll tell you, actually, smartass, because I knew you'd ask me this. This is the Paris Saint-Germain.
Ah, hey. Very good.
It is too, because that's where I stayed when I went to Paris. And he scored.
You stayed at Paris Saint-Germain?
Yes. Well, there's a place called Saint-Germain in Paris, and that's where you stay. It's very nice. Mm. So he scored his first goal ever for PSG. Have a listen.
Messi now. Mbappe through the middle. It's Messi. In the blue of PSG for Lionel Messi, and what a goal it was.
So that's not bad, but can we hear the real Spanish version of his goal?
Immense Messi, encara 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 Messi,
there you go. That's true. Feeding.
That's a good commentary.
Oh, I know. That is Spanish. Well done. That's it, I think.
Hey.
Who we got up next?
Nah, enough of this crap. We want to get into the football. I want to chat to Jakey Lever, find out how the celebrations have gone.
Okay.
On the Listener app, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with Joey and Billy. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And a lady with glasses.
oh, no.
Lee Montagna, Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and the Melbourne Demons are premiers of the AFL, and this man played a huge part, Jake Lever.
It's a grand old fang, it's a high-flying fang.
Clock ticks, siren will sound with McDonald ball in hand. There it is, Melbourne break the drought, 57 years in the waiting, and the grand old flag is flying high.
Number 8, Jake Lever.
A very special guest today, Billy. Not only did he just win a premiership and was all Australian, he had one of the best years a defender has ever had in the competition. It was phenomenal. Jake Lever, you've won the flag. It's day 4 of the celebrations, mate. Congratulations. How are you feeling?
Yeah, very good. Thanks, guys. Thanks very much for having me. Yeah, as you said, day 4. we've had a bit of a saying at the minute. Day 4. Was better than day 3, so hopefully, day 4 is better than day 3. But it's been fantastic. All the emotion of Saturday night, I got home at about 4 o'clock and I was absolutely knackered. So, it's been a big couple of days and it's been really nice to celebrate with all the boys.
So what do you do on day 4? Nice little pub luncheon and maybe a couple of frothies, or start with a squash?
Unfortunately not. We've actually got our big signing day today of all the memorabilia. So, I'm sure there's going to be a few boys that, that looking down for six or 7 hours signing. I'm not sure that's going to be able to pull the memorabilia.
That's going to be a bit of a doubt. Who's struggling the most, though, Jake? Who, after 3 days of partying, is probably looking worse for wear at the signing day?
Oh, look, I saw him this morning, and it's probably Angus Brayshaw. He's brave enough to get up at about 9 a.m. most mornings. But, the big fella, he said to me, he sent me a message and said, can I share an Uber with you, mate? And I said, not if I have to look at you the whole way. That's not a very good sight to look at the minute, Gussie.
Hey, now, go back to Saturday night. Tell us about the stadium, because you played a lot of footy at the MCG. What is that Optus Stadium really like?
Oh, it's amazing. I think that, when you go over there and you play an away game, that's what we were saying as a team. You go away and you play at Optus Stadium, there's 60,000 West Coast or Fremantle supporters yelling at you. It was quite nice to be on the other end of it and have a few Melbourne supporters over there. And obviously the Doggies had a few. But the week before in the prelim, obviously, was insane. And then I think the grand final just topped it all off. And it's a pretty special stadium, and I think that now, we're going to play away games there now. I think it's going to have a special place in a lot of players' hearts, so it's been great.
Yeah, you speak of spectators, Jake. I want to ask you about that third quarter onslaught. Ooh. You were really, and the other defenders were spectators there for a couple of minutes when you were watching that midfield go to work. What honestly went through your head when you saw those midfielders burst out of the centre bounce like they did and sort of almost basically know you had the game in the bag from that point?
Yeah, look, it was special. I think that we sat down after the game, and I think Troy Chaplin, our backline coach, actually got some vision up of when Clary kicked that last goal of that third quarter, and all the backs did quite a funny, unique celebration. We're all jumping around, doing twirls in the air, and I think Michael Hibbert almost even went down to his knees with a double fist pump in the air. It was it was quite special. But as you said, I think that it's quite funny. I think we kicked about three goals in a minute. And I think that before the first goal that we actually kicked, we went into the midfield as a backline group and said, all right, boys, there's only a minute to go. Let's slow it down. Let's really lock down here. Jeez. Let's defend. And then we kicked three goals. And I think each time they kicked the goal, me and Maisie just walked up and said, boys, just do that again.
Oh, what about Froffies May, of course, your boyfriend? Yeah. Did you know he hurts that hammy? Again?
Yeah, no, I didn't know how bad it was, and I did know that he hurt it in the second quarter because after he did the effort, the ground ball, he looked at me, his face screwed up a little bit, and I just said to him, mate, we need you out here, don't go off, it'll be the worst thing that you'll do. And he got on the bike at half time, and mind you, he hurt his hamstring, and he was worried about that, and he even had he even gave us all an earful at halftime that we weren't playing good enough, so he was still focusing on the game, the big fella. But I think that, just to have him out there, I think in the third quarter, we spoke about it yesterday, his intercept mark, and then when he just went into Angus Brayshaw into the middle, it was one of the turning points of the game. It sort of changed the way that, we were, playing the game in terms of offensively. In a grand final, you get a bit shaky. You might not want to take as many risks. But once we saw him do that, I thought that was a big turning point in the game. And, it's for him to be able to play out the game, it was pretty special.
We're chatting to star defender for the Demons, Jake Lever. Now, what are your plans from here, Jake? Because you've obviously got the wife, Jessica, son, Jason, and newborn Scarlett at home. So what are your plans from here look like?
Yeah, so I'm going to go home. My wife actually has been, obviously, with the situation, her family, lives in regional Victoria, so she changed her address as soon as I left because it was obviously going to be super hard to be able to, be at home by herself and look after two kids, especially the newborn when young JC's 18 months, so that's prime time for running around being a little bit of a menace. But so I'll go home tomorrow. I'll travel up to regional Victoria and spend as much time as I can up there and really relax and take it all in. And obviously, I've been away from them for 5 weeks, which I've never done. So it's been hard at times, but I spoke after the game to some reporters and I said to them that I told Jess that when I went away, I wasn't going to come home empty-handed. So I'm pretty happy to be able to fulfill that promise and get back up there and celebrate. But young Jace, he doesn't really know. I showed him the medal on FaceTime and the whole time I had a balloon in my room and he didn't want the medal. He just looked at the medal and goes, balloon. So he wasn't interested at all.
Who does? I wonder who does have the cup. Who will have that, and where can you take it?
Mm. Yeah, well, I think Maxie's going to take it home on the plane tomorrow. So me and him, hopefully, sitting up at in business class. But yeah, he'll have the cup. So I'm not sure he'll take it back down to Blair Gower. It's a long trip down there.
Oh, geez, I'll pinch it down there.
Yeah, take it down there. So, but yeah, we'll take it home on Thursday, and yeah, hopefully, when Victoria opens back up, we'll be able to get the Melbourne fans out and get it around.
Have you seen any of the replay, seen any of the highlights or anything like that?
No, we're actually, quite funny you say that, we're actually going to watch it today, I think. We're going to have it playing in the background while we do the signing session, that would be very nice. But, yeah, I think there's already plans to, you know, over a few long lunches over the next month or so to sit down as line groups and as a footy club and watch the replay. Yeah, I've only seen highlights. Every time we walk into the pub, it seems to be on Fox Footy. So, yeah, it's been good to watch about a minute of the game and then go get a round of beers.
Well done, Jake. Yeah. You'll enjoy sitting down and watching the grand final from start to finish. It was one of the most amazing grand finals most of us have seen. I mean, if you had a set of 74-point scoreline, would be as fascinating and as amazing a game. You would never believe it. But it was super, and you blokes deserve it. You've been awesome all year, and it was just a wonderful performance. So well done, Jake Lever. Congratulations, and enjoy getting home and spending some time with the family.
Thank you very much, guys.
Well done, Jakey. I was watching the other night. Mm. See when Pig Hibbert just takes a cup and runs off?
Sprinted off.
To the crowd?
Yeah, that was cool.
Did you see that, Jake?
Yes, I did see that. I think that was actually the fastest he ran.
I know. Didn't he just take off?
It was very good.
Well done, mate.
It's a rush hour. Joey and Billy, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Could you bring in a interpreter?
Bill?
Interpreter.
Thank you.
Can you bring in someone that can speak his language?
Triple M's Rush Hour with Billy Brownless and this man.
The difference, Lee Montagna. Oh.
And it is time, because it's a Wednesday, Joey.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Yes, indeed, Joey. Sit back and just watch how it's run, okay? Because I know you do a quiz on DSL.
Ours are pretty good. Actually, but I hear you are the great quiz master.
I pinched some of your questions the Saturday
run. I know
rub.
You do.
but this is a Hump Day Quiz, and we ask general knowledge questions, and we got a couple of very good guests. Gee, we're lucky today. We got Benny there from Melbourne. G'day, Benny.
G'day, Billy. How are you?
Is it your 21st today?
It is my 21st birthday today, yeah.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Benny.
What are you doing? Thanks, anything? Boys. Going out?
Oh, Bill.
What are you doing?
I just got back from a picnic with my grandparents, actually, so that was all right.
Jeez, Benny, and then,
geez, 21st are different than what they used to be.
They changed up a bit. And you've written a poem?
Yeah, I did.
Well, come on, let's spit it out. I want to hear, this is Benny's poem. Have a listen.
To Joey and Bill, and of course, producer Jill. I need to get on the hump day quiz so I can impress my Auntie Liz.
Oh.
I'm a pretty good bloke, unlike Billy's Thailand joke. So I'll cut the crap as long as you get me on the listener app.
Oh,
very good.
Well done. That's not bad.
Nice.
So Benny's up against JJ. G'day, JJ.
G'day, fat and Bill.
He said fat and Bill.
Oh, you did too.
That's to you, Joey.
Cheeky bugger. You got a poem or what, JJ?
What do you got, JJ?
Give us a poem.
No poem for me. I'm just an Aldi version of Bill.
You have a terrible what? Hairline.
Yep.
You love beer?
Certainly.
You can't pronounce words?
Yep.
You might get a gig. You might get a gig here, I reckon.
Tick. Sounds like Bill.
Righto. And we've had a couple others that write in, Jay. Joe?
Yes, we did have a few others that wanted to get onto the Hump Day Quiz. Emma Kate, I like this one. She said, Bill, you never pick chicks to come on to the Hump Day Quiz.
Oh.
And she loves it. She thinks we both giggle like kids, and she wanted to come on. Oh, why didn't we pick
that's
Emma
Jill's
Kate?
Fault, because Jill does. She likes to be in charge of all the picking the guests. Yep. Yep.
What about you?
Timothy, can we use Joey as a lifeline? If so, I'm in.
Russell Eden said, well, he lied. He said, because I laugh at every one of Billy's jokes. Yeah, we don't want lies on this show, so he's not getting on.
Robbie Green, is it wrong or just mean that Triple M this week, after a grand final, have two hosts on who have both lost grand finals?
Ooh, that's ironic.
A bit harsh on September Brownless and the Wombat. All right, boys, here we go. JJ, you're JJ, and Ben, you're Ben.
And the boys today, Bill, are playing for a $50 grilled voucher. And we've also got some TaylorMade TP5 golf balls to give away too.
And golf is open today.
Open today. Oh, so yes. Perfect
we're
timing.
To play golf again.
Are you?
Yes.
Good luck. Hey, well done. Here we go, boys. You ready? It's an audio question. First one in. Joey's the scorer. Who is this President Joe Biden talking about?
Is that the question?
Oh, my God. You just slaughtered that.
I want to thank that fellow down under.
Well, that was Ben.
Thank you very much, pal.
Who was he talking about?
That was
about?
Benny. Ben?
He's talking about the Prime Minister, ScoMo.
He is indeed.
Probably 2 points for figuring out what the question was.
That little fella.
It was a cryptic question first up.
That little fella down under. Oh. Righto, number two. When Simon Goodwin was presented with the Premiership Cup, who did he thank in his speech?
Benny.
Yes?
He didn't get a speech because Basil took over.
That's right, Benny. He didn't thank anybody.
That was a trick question. Do you like that, Joe?
Not bad.
Very good. Hey, JJ, you there?
Yep.
Yeah, good. Just making sure.
Now, JJ's there. Okay, Joe.
Just
all right,
make
Joe.
Sure.
Just make sure he answers the next one. righto, JJ. What animals were performing a sex act at the Bronx Zoo in front of shocked parents?
Oh, I know it.
Shut up, Ben.
Okay.
JJ.
Yep. Oh, monkeys.
No. A bigger version of a monkey.
No.
Gorilla.
Yes! He got it.
Got gorilla. It. Well done, JJ.
I was going to say Jason Dunstall, but I thought I better not. An audio question. Who kicked this goal?
Within range off a step.
Benny.
Yes, Benny.
Tricia Petrarca.
Too easy. First to the grand final.
First goal.
Yeah, well done. And I actually, one for you, JJ. What big event had Victoria shaking last Wednesday?
That was when you fell over, wasn't it?
Not bad from JJ.
Not bad, JJ.
But Benny's the winner. What do you want, Benny? You can choose out of
the $50 grilled voucher, grilled.com.au. You can order online and pick up all the TaylorMade TP5 golf balls. They are the best golf ball in the market, and golf is back open, as you said, Joey, from today.
I'll grab the golf balls, thanks.
Beautiful.
Well done, Benny.
Thank you, lad.
And JJ, you've got yourself the $50 grilled voucher, mate.
Thanks, boys.
Well done, JJ. Thanks, guys.
Short quiz.
Yeah, short quiz.
Got through it.
JJ wasn't the sharpest, but that's all right. Lucky we had Benny on there. Benny nailed it.
Benny was good.
Yeah, that was very good.
Are you boys watching SAS Australia at the moment?
I've been loving it. Into it.
Oh, well, it's too hard for me.
Jessica Peris from SAS Australia is going to join us next on the Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tribunal news.
Oh, no.
Tribunal.
No, have a third go at it.
Tribunal.
Joey Montagno and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour, and SAS Australia is dominating the TV ratings, and one of the stars of the show is Jessica Peris.
Season 2 of SAS Australia is in full swing.
Come on, let's move it!
And our next guest is looking to make a name for herself.
My name is Jessica Peris, best known as Nova Peris' daughter. It's been pretty tough living in my mum's shadows, in her footsteps. It's a lot of pressure to carry.
And prove what she's really made of.
I do see this as an opportunity to redemption.
Please welcome Jessica Peris.
Yes, welcome, Jessica. We've loved watching SAS this series. Jeez, but so it's getting tired watching that show. I'll tell you what, that is hard work. We welcome you to the show, Jessica. Just first of all, tell us about how hard it really was. Like, I'm sure you had an expectation. It was difficult. Was it harder than you thought?
Oh, 100%. It was absolutely brutal. I think, you know that it's going to be physically challenging. But I think once, you're a few days into the course, you've got minimal food, lack of sleep, and we're getting physically flogged every single day. And, you know, it's actually, there's a few physical beastings that we copped in the middle of the night that I don't think they've shown on TV yet.
Oh.
So, you know, that was, yeah, it was pretty full on, you know, and exactly how you think it is how it is. It's definitely not for the faint-hearted.
No, absolutely. We can tell by watching it. But was it more difficult physically or mentally? Because not only the mental challenge of, being fatigued and tired, but you were quite vulnerable at stages, weren't you? You had to, I watched last night where everyone spoke about their regrets or, those things that have concerned them. Was it physically as hard as it was mentally? Was it mentally more difficult?
I think it was hard. Like, you know, one of my biggest fears going into this was, you know, putting myself out there, you know, putting myself on a public platform. You know, I guess no matter what you do in life, whether, you know, it's positive or negative, people are always going to be quick to criticise you. And, you know, I think SAS, you know, it gave us an opportunity to be vulnerable, you know, to show our emotions, to speak about our hidden traumas. And, you know, each and every single one of us that was on that course has had to overcome some form of adversity in our lives, you know, and that's built resilience and character. And, you know, each and every one of us has come out the other side. And I think that's something that's really important because it resonates with so many other Australians.
Yeah, spot on. Well done, Jess. Fantastic so far. What surprised you the most, or what was the hardest thing you thought, geez, that's hard?
Oh, I tell you what, you know, I think I tried my hardest to be as prepared as possible, but, you know, they gave you no hints as to what to expect each day. You know, they kept us on our toes. We were constantly questioning. You know, the anxiety was through the roof. You know, so I think as soon as you start feeling a little complacent, that's just when, you know, you expect the unexpected happens. And so I think that was probably the hardest thing for me, was just not knowing.
You didn't like the ice bath, though, did you, Jess? Ooh. When you had to jump in that in the
too
ice
cold.
You hated
you know,
that one.
You know what, I as a, you know, an athlete, I know that I should be used to ice baths. You know, that's something that we do religiously. But I'm going to say, you know, being back home in the territory, I don't think I had the opportunity to kind of acclimatise again. But also, where they did the challenge was actually next to the wormhole. So for in my head, for a split second, I actually thought that we were going to have to go swimming through that wormhole again, but with ice. So I kind of freaked out for a split second there.
Hey, have you found yourself?
I have. You know, it's been I'm so grateful for the opportunity. You know, the self growth that you get from doing something like this is just incredible. You know, the life lessons that you learn are just invaluable. And you know, when you apply those values that you learn to your everyday life, you know, it's just it's made me a better person, a better mother, a better daughter. Yeah. You know, so it's just it's been incredible.
And I saw somewhere, Jess, you may have found your passion for athletics again, because, of course, we know your famous mother, Nova, but you're an athlete and a terrific runner in your own right. Have you found that and rediscovered a bit of passion for athletics again?
Yeah, you know, like I think, as I spoke about, you know, on the show, like I was in a pretty dark place a couple of years ago and, you know, trying to find myself again, you know, and I think after hitting rock bottom, the only way you can go is up again. You know, so I guess this was an opportunity for me to find myself, to push myself to my limitations, you know, and I think it was motivating again to actually be able to train for something. And, you know, I would be lying if I said that I didn't find that little bit of a spark inside of me again. And I have been back doing a few running sessions and, you know, I'm just trying to enjoy it again without the pressure.
Good. Hey, we do judge people. You're right. We shouldn't do it, but we do. But I tell you, I've loved, along with your good self, Jessica, but Yana Pittman, I just think she's been fantastic, you know, and put it all out there.
She might win it. Yep. I was talking about it with my wife last night. Yana could win it.
Yeah, but she, and we judge her, you know, but shit, she's been good.
She has. You know, I've got a long history with Yana. You know, I have such fond memories of her, Yana and my stepfather, Daniel, who passed away in a tragic car accident in 2012. The two of them had a very close relationship. You know, they went away together on a lot of junior Australian athletics trips. You know, and I actually have memories of when I was 10 years old in the Olympic Village at Sydney 2000 Olympics.
Yep.
Yana was 17 and I was 10 years old and I was riding around on her gold scooter in the Olympic Village and she broke an Australian record with my mother. And so, you know, that's the history that Yana and I have. And she sort of really took me under her wing on the show. And just, I have so much respect and admiration for her as a person. You know, what she has achieved and what she continues to achieve is just phenomenal.
Yeah, well said. Hey, before we let you go, Jessica, another one of the contestants, a mate of ours down here in Melbourne in the footy circles. He is a bit of a strange cat, Heath Shaw.
Annoying.
How did you find hanging out with Heather? Because he does have some quirks.
Oh, you know what? I love Heathy, love Shorey. He's just a legend of a bloke. You know, everything's just 100 miles an hour with him. And, you know, he's just, I pick him to be, you know, one of the last ones standing. He's just, you know, he's just an awesome, awesome person. And him being a footy legend, and my little boy is just loves his footy. So I remember you know, Heath was giving me a few pointers as well and gave me a couple of schools that I might be able to sort of approach with my little boy. So, Heath is just an absolute legend. A lot of respect for him.
Yeah, beautiful. Well done, Jess. Yeah. You've done yourself proud. You've done the whole family proud. So you should be very proud of your efforts so far on SAS because we've enjoyed watching you as well.
No worries. Thank you. And stay tuned for a big episode tonight. It's going to be brutal.
Ooh,
wow.
SAS Australia is on Channel 7 and 7 Plus Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. It's the Rush Hour. It's Charlie and Billy. Triple M.
Oh, Wendy.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Lee Montagna, Billy Brownless.
Hey, I'm here. Good vibes only.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour on tomorrow's show. A man who was a big part of Melbourne's premiership win, apparently. Bernie Vince is going to be on the show.
A big part. He was too big a part getting in there in the team song and carrying on like he played.
He inserted himself.
Did he? What?
Come on, Bernie.
Come on,
Bernie.
Was he in your top five on the Sunday footy show?
He was number one. Because he's waving the mic around. I reckon he'd had a couple too. Oh, come on, Bern. Good vibes only.
That's all happening tomorrow. But Bill, you got a joke to wrap up?
Yeah, beauty.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
You'll have to write this one down, old cock.
Righto, got me pen ready.
You got it?
Yep.
Ready, Joe?
Yep.
Righto, here we go. What is the difference between a camel and kids? One comes from Baghdad. The other comes from Dad's bag.
We need some more jokes.
Oh. That's
not bad.
You're right. You understand?
I think so. That's shocking.
But they can if they want it.
It's not factually correct.
How do you know?
Well, not every camel comes from Baghdad.
Every camel is born in Baghdad right, and then they ship them
and
out.
Not every kid comes from...
Well, I think it does.
Send a joke right now.
Yeah, send some jokes in now. Facebook or Facebook or whatever it is.
Oh boy.
Instagram, Telegram, TikTok.